I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Orissa State, India, is still reeling from recent weeks of violence against Christians. Churches have cautiously reopened this week. Worldwide Christian School Scott Vanderkoy says their partners have returned to the school and orphanage after fleeing for their lives. He notes,
a lot of Hindus send their children to these Christian schools. These schools are very much a part of their community, and typically their communities, even though they may be predominantly Hindu, recognize value from those Christian schools. So far, these Christian schools seem to be kept safe.
Next, thousands of Serbian children are living in orphanages, foster care, and dormitories, many with disabilities. Few will ever hear about Christ. Transworld Radio Europe's doing something about it with Grandma Vera storytelling on CD. TWR's Drosko Jenovic says this series of 52 30-minute programs is for blind, disabled, and illiterate children.
These stories are prepared for children 4 to 10, with the Bible story is that it is close to them. All texts would be made by people from Serbia, so not translated from English or some other languages.
And Sammy Tippett was training for the Greek Marathon while visiting churches in South Africa. Upon asking about a running path, some students said he could use their school track, but also asked that he speak to their whole school, 2,500 students. He did, and many came to Christ afterward. Through Sammy Tippett Ministries, he and others were speaking for Heart Cry conferences in hopes to begin revival and spark a prayer movement in South Africa. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will introduce you to young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to get yours. I'm Greg Yoder.